welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Won't you join me as we get together and we be like water? And we be like water's friend. And we be like water's neighbor. And we stand on water like it's water. Oh. And everybody calls us flow. You think you're from the future, but you're really from the past, and things have devolved.
I'm Enoch in the Library of Skulls.
Yes.
Okay. You think you're a person, but it turns out you're a robot that has had its memories inserted.
Oh, that's easy. Remembrance of things past. You think you're a normal guy, but you're a highly trained assassin.
Wait.
What? Yes, any of the sequels count as the correct answer if that's what you're about to ask.
No, I mean remembrance of things past.
I know that's not the normal interpretation. But our identity, who we think we are, is formed by our experience in the context of a culture that has an existing narrative and power structure.
What?
Every memory you make, you do so while under a set of assumptions at the time. So, like, memories of the It's a Small World ride at Disney World that I had back when I thought the children were real are different than now that I know that they're robots.
When they made you, they really threw away the mold. No, in fact, I don't think they used a mold. I think they just hand-shaped you.
All right.
What are you guys doing?
Playing Who Do You Think You Are?
What's that?
So, it's a theme in fiction that people find out something about themselves that changes their self-image. Like, you might have been told you're a duck, but you're really a swan because you're adopted.
Oh, that sounds fun. Most of what you think about yourself and your identity is based on made-up baloney that you misremember.
And the opinions of others.
Who know nothing about themselves.
It seems like there's a little more to this than just naming titles in fiction.
Why just play a word game when you can blow your mind?
I used to have an electric alarm clock, and it got infested with German cockroaches. So I would squirt butane into it and light it, and the little explosion would make all the roaches vacate my alarm clock.
I'm glad I'm having my memory erased later today.
What I mean is, it's good to blow the vermin out of your mind so you know what time it is.
Man, I'm speechless. I know what you mean, I think.
Another thing is, like, when you build a house on a little hill, but it turns out to be the back of a monster?
That scenario makes a mockery out of land ownership.
Is this a cave? No, it's the inside of a whale or a giant worm.
That's what it was like when I found out I really wasn't from Pittsburgh.
We don't talk about it much, and thank you, but as a conjured being with no real past, I have an acute understanding of the illusory nature of personal identity. You know how on people's wiki page, they don't let you put any facts you can't prove? So some people are just like, they've made two albums.
I love all this philosophy.
No, you don't.
But we have something to discuss. We said the first job that cropped up that we could do together, we would take. And I have a lead right here. Listen to this. Wanted. 3 workers to do plumbing job at rich person's house. Must be done soon in time for TV watching party. So the first people to apply get the job.
What are we waiting for? I'll get my toolbox. I'll get my wading boots in case we mess up, because we don't know anything about plumbing.
What's there to know? Hot water's on the left, and poop runs downhill, so always put the toilet on the roof.
My parents had a farmhouse like that, where you had to climb a pole to use the toilet.
I think it would be great to work together on a job like this. We always get along better when we're working towards a goal.
Nice place.
Is that statue a lion or a dog?
I think it's a dog. That's lion.
You know what? Normally puns make me violent, but I'm gonna let that one slide.
Look professional, you guys.
It's taking a long time to answer the door.
Should we ring again?
No, because if you do, we might open the door, and let's just wait a bit.
How big is the house?
How long has it been since you rang the bell?
It feels longer than it is, I think. Let's just... They said they're having a party, so they might be in the middle of something. Let's be patient.
So maybe they didn't hear the bell.
Well, that could be.
We should have pressed it again back when we thought of it. Now it's too late. Just... Look, they'll come to the door. They heard it, I'm sure. I'm pressing it.
I heard you the first time.
Oh, sorry. We're your plumbers.
Very good. Walk this way.
All right.
Just to double check, you don't mean in the style you're walking in. You have a slightly stooped posture, but that's not what you meant, right?
Follow me.
Gotcha.
I'm loving this.
This new wing of the house has just been completed, but the water has not been connected yet because the incompetent current plumbers said that they had not completed the installation. But I need functioning water by this evening because I am having a television washing party.
All right. Well, we'll get that hooked up for you.
Yes, you will. Now get to it.
What a nice man.
So let's turn on the faucet and get out of here. The first thing we need to do is check the existing state of the pipes.
You do that. I'm going to examine one of these cigars that he left out for us as soon as I pick the lock on this humidor.
Cut it out, Butch.
I had a friend who painted houses, and he hired a guy he knew to help him on a job, and that guy stole a ham from a lady's fridge whose house they were painting.
Thank you for that dangling modifier.
Think what you will, it was the fridge's house.
How are we going to tell which pipes are connected and which aren't?
Let's turn the water on and the ones that gush water out are not connected.
But we want the water to come out of the pipes.
Not continually, just on demand.
Ah, modern style. Let's split up and look all over the addition. And if you see any unconnected pipes, make note.
This is Lou, and this is what happened to me when I went off looking for water in the house of the rich.
Well, listen to the sounds.
Okay, Don.
There was no reason there was no.
The water's in your... I couldn't heard that right.
He's not gonna be said a lot, no.
Oh, all right. Well, what are you gonna do, right?
Bring on Barra. Banshee and Ikari. Shoot elements. One house.
Okay, got it. Butchie and Hardy, two elements, one house. Thanks, weird other dimension, Don.
You are far away.
Well, one of us is far away. That's kind of relative. I am in a rich person's house doing plumbing, though.
This is Butchie, and this is what happened to me when I went off looking for water in the house of the rich. And I'm lost in the woods. I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen. I get it. I'm lost in a forest of possibilities. That makes sense. The first thing you want to do when you're lost in the woods is create a center point from which to explore and to which you always return. That way you can methodically map and explore your whereabouts without getting even more lost, if that's possible. You are either lost or you're not, am I right? But what if some of the time you think you know where you are, but you really don't? Does that count as lost? Gilligan is lost to you, but not to himself or the skipper. I can survive in the woods a long time because I understand the feebleness of decision-making. Oh, I knew there was more to it than solitude. Hey, old-timer, what are you doing?
I'm digging a hole.
Excuse me?
I'm digging a hole.
For what?
You mean, to what?
To what are you digging this hole?
You mean, to where?
To where? Oh, good God, what's with the digging?
I'm digging my way out of here. The woods? Yes, it's a prison.
But you're free.
Am I? Free to go where? No, I'm digging my way out of here and into that house.
I didn't see that before. That's the house we're doing plumbing in.
Ha! Plumbing. That's the elemental house. It's not a literal house. Ah. That's why when we split up, you all went into different directions. I'll say, help me dig, and the sooner we get out of this ill-defined environment and into one with strict rules, we can relax. I can't self-create out here much longer. I'll perish. Is that what's going on? Actually, I have no idea, but I guess I better get back to the house. Give me a shovel, B.O. Plenty.
This is Hardy, and this is what happened when I went in search of water in a rich man's house. I'm sitting in a casino, I guess, at a slot machine. And each time I pull the handle, three pictures of me come up in a row at various stages of my life, and none of the pictures ever match. I don't think it's possible to get a match on this machine, this one-armed time bandit.
Hardy White, this is your life.
No, this is a dream because they don't have that show anymore, and I am not someone whose life is of interest to anyone, including myself.
Nevertheless, we are now going to play some of the voices of your past, and some have nothing to do with reality. They're based on vague impressions you had of people, and in some cases, we even got their names wrong since you can't remember. Let's hear the first voice.
And nothing. I hear nothing.
All right, well, you're free to go.
Hello? This is the news. Today in the news, the world became Hello? A different place. Invasions from another dimension fundamentally changed the character of this planet and the people in it, creating a new race of beings.
Well, wait, I tell you something. What happened to my friend Mary? This is terrible. Okay, she was on Alumni Drive, and she was going to turn into Old Mount Tabor.
And there was a lot of traffic, but the cars had stopped, so she was fine.
Hey, we all found the water at the same time.
This is an ocean. Or a sea.
Or a lake. The Great Lakes look like this.
It is a large body of water. I thought it would be in pipes.
Like it comes in pipes. What a city person. This is its natural state, Butchie.
I know. Usually inside a house, though, it's not a vast sea of indeterminate dimension.
True. But I had a friend with a koi pond in his living room.
That's a lie.
Okay, but it's something that could happen.
So are we supposed to put this ocean in pipes or shut it off or what? I have no idea what we're doing. We knew that coming into the job. The point is to convince that irritated old guy that we did the job long enough to get paid and get a head start. What do you suggest? Where are we again? We're in a house. Or maybe not.
The weird backward talking Don said that there was a house that was made of elements.
All houses are made of elements, like carbon and brickium and mortarium.
I think he meant like fire, water, earth, scissors, or is it bitter?
It's air, like the contents of your cranium. An elemental house with a fiery-tempered owner and a water problem.
Oh yeah, and the backwards-talking Don said you two are elements, Butchie and Hardy, two elements, one house.
Gosh, I resent a good mystery. I'm really in no mood for cosmic riddles right now. I'm going to pass on further participation in this so-called plumbing job. This guy, I don't know him, he doesn't know me.
You can't just walk out on us, Butch. And which way is out?
That's a good question. Along the shore?
Maybe that's the key.
What, the shore?
No, that key right there in the sand.
That's a weird-looking key.
Right? But where is the lock? And how do we solve the water problem?
Once you realize there never was a job doing plumbing for a rich guy, everything changes, and voila, you find the water.
Let's do that again.
Hardy White to see the doctor?
It'll be just about a minute.
All right.
Ooh.
now I gotta get that. There you go.
All right, come on back.
Well, that was just exactly a minute. Hi, Doctor.
Sit down. Now tell me, who do you think you are?
Literally?
If that's what you heard.
That's a hard question.
Why? You don't know who you are?
I could say my name and pertinent info, is that what you mean?
Or your profession?
If I had one, yes, that too.
Maybe I'm asking about your character.
That could be. But I suspect you mean literally what are all the things that comprise my image of myself, my definition of myself.
Sure.
Vicki Bennett and Gregor Weisbrock put together a book called The Fundamental Questions, and they compiled answers from dating sites about people describing themselves, and they answered questions like, who am I and where do I come from? And all the answers, they sort of echoed one another, and they sound like they're called from a prepared list. I'm a good listener. I'm a good listener who helps people. I'm a good listener and a good person. I'm a good listener.
Describe yourself.
Why? Am I missing?
You don't know yourself well enough to describe yourself?
I guess I have some behavior that's predictable. That's probably the closest we'll get to accurate is talking about my temperament, which is probably just hormones and blood sugar, but like, is Hardy part of a group, or what's his role in society? That's in the eye of the beholder.
Your ride is here.
Oh. Thanks for the ride, Butch. No problem. I was picking Lou up from the restaurant anyway.
What restaurant?
He didn't tell you? Lou bought a restaurant. His grandfather died and left him a restaurant, so he sold it and bought a restaurant with the money. It's been his dream because his grandfather told him it was.
Ah, are we going by there?
Yeah, here it is. Dead Granddad's.
Hey guys, welcome to Dead Granddad's.
Did you name it after your dead granddad?
No, it was already named that when we bought it, but we dropped the home of the molded burger part.
Molded burger?
They would cook their burgers in a mold and they'd come out different shapes, like a cube or a penguin.
Cute.
But I thought it had connotations, and so many people with mold allergies would associate that.
Killer Peanut changed their name for the same reason. Now they're called Hurtfuls.
Oh, I love Hurtfuls. Home with a 50-minute pizza. Anyway, I've always seen myself as a restaurateur.
Have you?
What can I get you from the bar?
You have liquor?
No.
You said bar.
Juice bar.
What type of juices?
No juices yet, but all types of sodas.
Cola?
No cola. Plain soda and sea salt.
Just water.
Just water is a brand name. You want that or tap water?
Tap water's fine.
Tap water is fine is a brand name. So that or just tap water?
Just water.
Oh, forget it. Butchie?
Coffee.
Gotcha.
This place is busy. I'm surprised since you just opened.
Word of mouth. And sometimes confidence. If you think there's loads of people in your restaurant, there are loads of people in your restaurant.
So we are in a rich guy's house looking for plumbing. But in reality, we are searching for the answer to the question, why is it we think what we do about ourselves? What makes you think you're a plumber, Butchie? What makes you think you're anything? Man, what is this? The boiler room? This house is bigger than it seems. What a menacing place. Looks like the machines in here could power a small city. It takes a lot of energy to prop up a worldview, I guess. I'm gonna nose around. Hey, psst, who's there?
It's Hans.
Hey, Hans. Why are you here?
I once thought I was nobility.
I know.
Then my world was shattered.
You don't want to be nobility. That's stupid and a messed up way of seeing things.
Granted. But I was so looking forward to the colorful costumes.
You can still dress up. What are you doing in the basement of the rich guy's house?
I'm a cautionary tale. The thing you long to be could really be the yearning of your worst inclination. I deserve to not be the Baron of Baltimore. I don't want to feel superior because I'm not superior.
Amen to that. I'd go further, but you get it.
Anyway, back to the fuel tank.
Back to the what now? Hans? Hans?
I'll look around the TV watching room here. If the water is so important to his TV watching party, maybe there's some pipes that come in here for a wet bar or something. It's like looking for the Afikoman or a hidden microphone back in my spy days. The wonderful thing about my identity is I am aware it's fiction, so I am unburdened of the weight of thinking my life must be in any way exceptional. Just a chemical robot saying made-up stuff. I don't give a little because I can't give enough. H-W stuff and fluff.
Be quiet and do your work. What are you doing in my TV room?
Oh, I was looking for all the pipes.
Why would there be pipes in a TV room? I'm kidding, of course. Mine is a hydro set, a water-powered television device. Come, let me show you. The water enters here, driving the TV circuit from the cathode hydrogen energizer to the aqua screen, and voila! A picture of Niagara Falls that will soak the first three rows.
All right, sir. Well, I'll get to work getting that water turned on.
And don't, whatever you do, hook up electricity to the television. It will cause a tear between dimensions.
Roger.
When I was a house, I knew what I was. I was a house. It was that simple. And that freed me to be also everything that wasn't a house. And I left the neighborhood of expectations and dusty definitions and the pictures and stories left on the walls by previous owners. I flew all over in nobody at all while I sat as a house and no one questioned whether I was really there or not. I broke free of paint that I didn't pick and shutters that aren't me. I'm the space in the rooms and the space around the outside walls, and that's indefinable, so don't try. When I was a house, I was also a mountain and a dove and the voice of reason and the voice of love and strong songs of electric storms and the winds the ghosts ride on and the ghosts themselves.
How do you like your eggs, Dad?
I don't know. I just do. I mean, how do you want them prepared? Over and done.
Okay. English toast or trail bread?
Trail bread.
Cabbage or jaja fruit?
Cabbage, if it's fermented.
Knock, knock. Anyone home?
Hey, it's the neighbor kid.
Hi, Miss Cappy. Pappy Cappy.
Go on.
I was wondering if you had a chance to look at my offer for the farm. I think it's a fair one.
We still don't know if we want to sell.
Yes, we do. We don't. I told you this farm has been in my family for generations. I'm not selling it to no son of a fourth-generation farmer from next door who knows nothing about farming on this particular plot of land.
That's fine, Pappy. I would never want to take the farm away from you. I just thought, with bills from Blue Beauty...
You leave Blue Beauty out of this. I'll bear the brunt of my own... What's something with a brunt?
Any forest can have a brunt.
The Fosters have a brunt.
Brunt Foster. That's right.
I always say Mary Foster bore the brunt of that marriage.
Anywho, glad you came by, next door kid. But no cigar today. My love has gone away. Close, though.
All right, Cappies. Take care, and... Say hello to Tilly.
Will do. What is his name? It's an unusual name. I want to say Melvin. That's not unusual. It's something that makes me think of corn. Colonel? Ear? Anyway, I'm just glad we can get by enough to keep the farm and pay Blue Beauty's legal bills.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the low 70s, low overnight 50 degrees. About a 20% chance of rain overnight and then clear in the morning. Hard to stay asleep if you can't fall asleep in the first place. Welcome to a revolutionary new way of sleeping. Music bed. Music bed lulls you to sleep with the same technology that you've done over for years. Calming sound.
Let me know if I'm bothering you. Otherwise, I'll just talk the whole trip. My story begins new every week, to be honest. This week, I got a job with friends doing some plumbing work at a rich guy's house, even though we know nothing about plumbing. That's clue number one. Two, turns out the rich guy's house is really some elemental house, a house consisting of basic parts on which we build our reality. And our job was to find the roots of our identity, the pipes that bring the water of our substance into a vessel. We are the vessel, like a blood vessel. Sailing ships are also vessels. I had a job as a waiter on a pirate ship-themed restaurant, and the thing was actually a dry-docked ship with sails and the whole bit. They had good fish. I don't eat fish anymore since a friend became one. I have a friend who became a fish. We aren't super close friends, but we've talked, and I care what happens to him. He's a fish now. Oliver is his name. Still his name. I live in a world where worlds are regularly erased and upended and rewritten. I frankly don't know who I'll be one week to the next. Like Heraclides River. Did I get the right guy?
Hey, I found water. I'm looking down into the stream, and I can see the little house that we were in floating by. Look at it. Because what happened is I mistakenly hooked up the electricity to the television set instead of the water. The water represented something. It wasn't literal water. And I made a mistake. And I hooked up actual electricity to it. Now I've ripped a hole.
Welcome to my television watching party. The television show we'll see this evening is the story of my life. All the details are accurate. I am who I say I am. I am who I say you are. You are who I say you are. And if we all agree on this, then we can get the show started. Someone hit the lights. Could someone hit the lights?
It's The Old Rich Guy's Life, starring The Old Rich Guy, also starring all of his friends at the TV watching party, and Hardy White, Butchie Spinoza, Lou Register, as the plumbers.
They're all laughing. They're all laughing at me. My life is a big joke to them.
Shh, be quiet, be thankful. They love you, you're hilarious.
What? I have found water. I have found that I need not build the foundation of my house upon a rock,
that I can build it upon water ever flowing and ever changing, acknowledging the fluid nature of time. Oh, all the memories I have. Some of them are based on things that are not true, things I thought about myself. Oh, at one point I thought that I had been on a situation comedy as a child. I didn't know. I confused my memories with things I had seen on television. Television is so vivid, and those images got into my mind, and I thought, I'm in the television set. At one point, I thought I was some sort of Pop-Tart. I'm a flavor of Pop-Tart, I thought, and not a human child. No, that never happened to me. I always remained a human child, but I realized that I was in search of water. Oh, yes, when those three stooges went into that rich person's house, and they were trying to hook up that water, and they hooked it up to a television set, and when the picture of Niagara Falls came on, Niagara Falls itself emanated through that television screen and onto the, I don't know whether onto the laps or what have you, of people watching it. And at that time, television was a bit of a novelty. And so they all must have thought, well, I guess this is television. The water comes right at you. And then there was a volcano, and their laps were covered with molten lava. But it's okay because they had little bibs on, and the bibs were made of asbestos because at that time, it was like the 30s. They didn't know. They didn't care. And everything, they would lick radium. That was real, say, I want to lick up some radium and look, my teeth glow. And they'd glow in the dark, and that was very popular. It was popular to eat nuclear bombs as little tiny ones, not the ones they use to blow, but little ones that there are served as appetizers and everything. And they'd explode in your belly and people would giggle. Imagine that. Nowadays, we would never do things like that. Who am I? Who are you, Hardy White? I am entirely self-created. That's not true at all. No one is. You can't self-create in a garbage heap. You are soaking in the remains, the detritus, the great moraine of a glacier of time that has been moving and gathering things and dumping them around. And you're made of those pieces. Oh, my goodness. You're just like Wally has assembled you as a little friend out of broken light bulbs and batteries and pieces of meat. And in those, you have all sorts of memories. So, oh, robots are special people. No, they're not. They're just robots. You don't know. You've forgotten your history. Oh, who am I, Hardy White? I don't know. I don't know who I am. How am I going to tell you who you are? Oh, it's a constant search. It is a constant search. I got to tell you, though, you're going to come up empty. I hope that's not a spoiler. So, well, I don't know. I'm going to be the one. Well, you can't. I don't know that you can find out. I think really it's like looking at the back of your head without a mirror or a videotape, even if it is a videotape. You don't know. It's old. It's old news by the time you get it. You'll never really see the back of your head in real time unless you take out your eyes and you hold them up there real quick. You say, nah, nah, nah. It'll never be quick enough. Oh, my friend, I'm so glad to be with you. I'm sorry I sounded. I'm going to calm down. I was a little excited before. Now I'm going to calm down because you could be trying to. We're both trying to go to sleep. I know that. I'm like a friend. I really related to Ernie the puppet. Muppet, not puppet. Oh, I'm so sorry. When I was a kid, because I'm like that. It's like, oh, shut up. I'm going to sleep. Except it wouldn't be Bert who would say that. It'd be me. It'd be in just another aspect of me. I didn't have a brother or sister now that I'm thinking of it. Did I tell myself to shut up and go to sleep? I think I did. I think I'm both of those Muppets, Bert and Ernie. I've always had aspects of more than one person in my personality. That's kind of messed up. No, it isn't, Butch. I think a lot of people, you cope in ways you cope in. Why not have, you got different voices in your head anyway, and it doesn't get boring that they all speak in the same voice. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. I think, well, that's my opinion. I know it is, blah, blah, blah. Right? But if you try lending different character to each one, say, so you'd be like, have that donut. No, I don't want to have a donut. Eat the donut. Come on, you want it. No. That way, and then you can hear more clearly, what aspects of your personality are having a discussion. And you don't have to do, maybe you don't want, I say, I don't want to do funny voices, Hardy. And I say, internally, and even inside. And I go, so what you're saying is that you can experience
embarrassment in your head. Yes. Okay, we got to work that. We're going to work on right now. So, nobody can see your thoughts. So if you think something that's embarrassing, just think it, like dance around with it. Say, I'm going to dance naked with my stupid thought because no one can see you. So there's no, that's dumb. You can be embarrassed in real life, but you got to banish that. People acting like their head is open to the, it is a little bit, you advertise things and who knows whose thoughts those are. They're used, yes. All of your thoughts and emotions are like used underwear. They're intimate apparel that's been passed down. It isn't just like a sharp suit. It's stuff that people wore up against their privates and everything. It's messy. And you've got to wear it again. You say, this isn't even my design. This is, I know. We wear the inherited cultural underwear of our ancestors. And it's, sometimes it can be ugly. So can I do something about that? Well, I have made my own underwear out of aluminum foil. Not literally, but I mean, sometimes I do that. Or out of water. I will make things out of water. I make armor out of water a lot. I'll make you a suit. Would you like, I can make any kind of, I make garments out of water. I make combs. I make memories out of them. I can make anything out of it. It's a very versatile stuff. I sculpt it with my hands. When it's in ice form, no, water, liquid form. I take the water, so that doesn't make any sense. What does make sense? Algebra? Yes. Yes, math and all does. Okay, I know that. But not all of us have that. Some of us like to color outside. Literally go outside and color. You thought I was going to say outside the lines. Not outside the lines. That's dumb. That looks ugly. But outside. I like to go outside, have my lunch out there, color. I think outside. And also, so I just like doing things outside, mainly so the air, fresher air. Right now, though, I got to tell you, my head, I'm under a blanket. Why's that? The neighbor's dogs are trying to hyperventilate by yelling, dog yelling. You say it's barking. I call it dog yelling is what I call it. Because they're just going, hey, 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 hey. It's just like that, like your neighbor would be shouting something over and over again. And then my dogs will shout back, hey, what? So, hey, what? It sounds like Burns and Schreiber, but it's not that annoying. It does get on your nerves after a while. I love speaking with you. I think that one of the greatest gifts that was ever given to mankind was, well, fire. You say fire. Prometheus give that gift. Did we ever write a thank you note? I do not remember writing a thank you note as humankind. We should have gotten together and done that anyway. Is water also a gift? Because I feel like we've had it a long time. Fire, which came first? Which of the elements? Air, fire, water, earth, air, fire, air. Are they all things? It's like, can you do that with the cardinal directions? East, southeast. North, northeast, fire, water. I don't know if you can, but I like to combine things. That's my first inclination, is to put them together, see things, put things side by side, make a poem out of them or a cocktail. I like to take two disparate things. What would they look like together? And then you put them together. That's what the basis of poetry about, a collage, a mixology, like I said, all sorts of things, découpage. What else do you put things? Juxtaposage and all the things where you put one thing next to another, you are fascinating to me. Because you make constipositions. You make compositions and constellations. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I think it's because of the blanket. So I put the blanket on to cut out the sound, and consequently, it's had the additional benefit of cutting out the oxygen. We get too much oxygen. Sweet said that. You get too much, you get too high, not enough, you're going to die. Love gets you high, apparently. I've never been that. It doesn't get you, I've had a little bit of love. And you think, did you feel anything? I guess because I've been so loved, you know, you build up a tolerance to it, maybe. It still gives me a buzz, that love, doesn't it? Anybody gives me affection as opposed to, What's the opposite of affection? Unaffection. Hate is not really. Is hate the opposite of love? Not love? Just not loving? I don't know. Hate seems like its own wretched thing, doesn't it? Why drag that into love? I was the opposite is more like Racer X and his brother. Racer X. Speed Racer. You know what I mean? They're just, one's just sort of a slightly darker version. But I don't know, complete opposite evil. I don't know about that. I think that's its own thing. I don't know about that. I mean, I know I'm bucking long tradition, but that's what this is about. I'm trying to buck traditions. I'm trying to say, buck traditions. We don't need that. Start over again always. Oh, sometimes the assumptions, the things that you think are true, on which you have built the foundation of your home, are not true. Say, look at this here. This is a hill. This is not a hill. This is the back of a space creature. Doctor Who showed me that. Other people showed me that. That sometimes you look away and you're really building something on the back of a creature, somebody else's pain. That there's pain at the base of your assumptions and your whatever thing you've built, that magnificent house that has a TV watching party room. And you say, what have I done? I'm not who I thought I was. Say, well, come to the river, come to the water, come to the ocean with me. We're going to look into it. We're going to see our reflections and how they ripple, how different they are. Then we're going to get in it. We're going to swim with the water. We're going to get in the water. We're going to put our heads under, and then we're going to come out. We're going to burst out of the water. Woo, like it's a vacation photo or a mikveh. And we're going to be symbolically born out of it, rise out of it, self-baptized. We're going to say, I'm new. I'm newly born. Except I'm going to do that all the time. So I'm going to be newly born every day. I'm going to rise my head out of the water and look around and say, I know this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and say, I'm going to try to open my eyes every day and learn something else and relearn. That's the thing. Don't pile it on other junk. Clean that other junk out. Get that attic clean. Move new stuff in. And if the new stuff fails you, move it out. Be ruthless. Be ruthless in your quest for truth. Be ruthless in your quest for clear eyes, clear heart, clear mind, clear water. Imagine now clear water. Oh, we're flowing through it. You're seeing it. That energy. It's so cool. I'm making myself so incredibly thirsty. All I've done is hypnotize myself into absolute parched thirst. What have I done? I think, and I have access to the water, and yet it's minutes away from me. And now all I can imagine is all of my saliva turning to cement, and I'll be frozen like a statue or some horrible fate of somebody in a story like ancient Greece or the Bible or something when they become the dogs have stopped barking next door. I can take the sound quality won't be as good, but now I won't asphyxiate. Ah, that's better. Cool, fresh air. Not really. It's the stale air of my basement, but it's all relative, isn't it? Stick your head in under a blanket for a while, and then when you put your head back out, it feels great, doesn't it? Pinch, that's why I like to pinch myself. And then when I stop pinching, I go, hey, this is better. No. Don't do that. How do we figure out things are the relative worst unless we fool ourselves? I do not know. So many questions I don't know the answer to. Probably all of them. That's scary. Probably all of them. But you got to try. You got to try to answer them. And then you got to live your life based on what you know is probably a really wrong answer. And then wake up every day without crushing anxiety. You can do it. Oh, how do I do that, Hardy? You know, if you know you can't know, then the pressure should be off. But it seems like the prevailing lie that really you'll be able to figure out who you are, the purpose of your life, or anything like that before you die, that lie is going to be there all the time, haunting you and trying to get you to believe it. So what I do is I just tell people that I still have the anxiety of that, but then I just stopped. I stopped trying to go, oh, what are you going to do? And I stopped trying to getting that anxiety of thinking that I've got to come to some conclusion before I die, that I won't always be an ever-changing and evolving, flowing, mutating form, that I'll arrive at something like wisdom or maturity, and I know that's not true. So I feel a little free there, knowing that, you know, a lot of the things that were haunting me were other people's ghosts, and that I don't have any ghosts in my house. I had invited them in, and they belong to others, and I'm going to let them go home, ghosts. We used to sing this song when I was a kid. So, oh, ghosty haunting my house, go home now, go home now. Oh, ghosty, get out of here, for I shoot you with my ghosty gun. Get out of here, your job is done. One day all of the ghosts came out. I don't remember all of it, but that's how we'd get our houses unhaunted. Say, don't haunt me anymore, figures of the past. Don't haunt me, dead relatives. You're gone. And go on, move on now. You can't haunt me because maybe you were never here to begin with. Oh, what's going to come back and haunt me? Somebody's misconceptions about themselves? Please. I don't think anybody's that together enough to have some kind of intact soul. We don't. Oh, you're just going to dissipate, you little thing. You think you're all tacked together. Oh, I love everything that's alive. I love all the human souls. But I sort of see that what they are is just some weird little animated thing that's been put together. And some wizard or something snapped its fingers and it's made you dance. But look, you're all made of spaghetti or something. And at the end, you're going to collapse. And all that, the spell, I guess, is going to go back right back into the wizard's wand or something. I don't know, sweetie. Oh, I'm so sorry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter not being important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter being fleeting. It doesn't matter being water, being a cloud. It doesn't matter. You feel your feelings are real. Your feelings are going to stay real. Who you are and what you feel, they may not coincide all the time, but your feelings are always going to be there. They're always going to be real and always going to be valid. Oh, yes, you are feeling what you feel. And I would never tell you you're not feeling it. I would never tell you you're not sad. Never tell you you're not angry. I'd never tell you you're not hurt. Never tell you you're not grieving. Why would I tell you that? I believe you. Oh, all I can believe is your experience, your feelings. That's all I can believe. The facts of your life, I may not. Who knows? You may get them wrong. You may have seen them wrong. But I know when you have hurt. I know when you're happy and joyful. I see it in your face. Oh, I can hear it in your voice sometimes. Oh, it just comes out of me. All the joy comes out. All the feelings come out. But the knowledge, the things I say that make sense, the facts, they're always going to be wrong or screwed up or messy. Blah, 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 blah. They're going to come out. Just all the food goes into me, all the beauty, and it either comes out as a vomit or excrement, or I turn it into energy, and I burn it away in a song or a dance or a long poem like this one. The day I found my scissors. I thought my scissors were missing. I had looked everywhere in the special scissor drawer, in the drunk, I'm not really reading a poem, so the minute I misspoke there, I had to stop. I had to be honest with you. I always feel like if you keep, you know how when you're little, you say, I'm going to walk on water, and you try to walk across like a swimming pool or something, and you think, if I believe enough and I have momentum, that I could do it. I feel that way with poetry a lot of times. I feel like if I just start speaking, like, you know, the poem about oatmeal. The bowl looks at me. It mocks my face with its big round face and open mouth. My mouth's open too, bowl. Every morning I grab for the container. Something like that, you think, well, if I get into the rhythm of it, then I can just like speak. If I've heard enough, I can imitate. When I was little like that, my mother would read me a story or something and say, I know I can imitate that style. From what are you reading to me, Mom? She'd go, oh, I'm reading John Updike. I could write like John Updike or whatever. What are you reading? Oh, I'm reading Samuel Beckett. I could write like Beckett. Give me that book for a minute. I could do that. I could at least write something like parody. All right. And we do that with music. Oh, what great mimics we are. What monkeys. We mimic everything. We mimic the language. We mimic the culture. We mimic the ideas that we're given because we want the elder animals to like us. And so we do what they're doing, and we make the sounds that they make, and we say, oh, that'll do it, that'll do it. You know, I didn't know my grandfather was a flawed man. I just wanted his love, you know. So if you say, oh, Harold Lloyd makes me laugh, I say, I'll be Harold Lloyd. I want your love, Granddaddy. I just want your love. I just got here. I don't know nothing about anything. I don't know about no constructs or anything. All I know about is love, not love. All I know about is fear. All I know about is that my ability to mimic and imitate. What do you love, Granddad? I love watching the Gong Show a little bit. I'll be the Gong Show. Let me be it. I'll be it. I'll do all the voice. I'll do everything for you. Look at me. Love me. And so you take all those values. You don't know. I don't know. I can't judge a person like that as a child. Just do what I can. And then I build my memories on that. You know, I build my memories on things that I thought were of value. I build my memories on the man that I thought my grandfather was or my other ancestors and family. But who knows? Who knows for whom I tried hard to be loved by? My poor grammar. My grammar there, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, you try so hard to be loved by people, and then you find out things about them or something, and you think, why? I shaped my whole life like that. Being loved by somebody who maybe didn't deserve it or maybe did. And maybe I was going about the right way, and maybe I wasn't. But all of a sudden, it makes you into someone. And it gives you a history and memories. And then that ends up being who you are, and that maybe isn't who you are. And you're left with that. These constant shells, these skins that you shed of previous yous, you know. You see them, they're lined up like old historic Batman costumes or something. So, yeah, that was a version of me, that was a version of me, that was a version of me. And why are no two the same? If it were a slot machine, I'd never win the jackpot. Because I keep being different people. And I'm sure you do too. And some of the older ones, it's not a steady improvement. I think nor is evolution. Doesn't mean everything's getting better. It means things are getting different because you're coping, you know. That's how evolution works. It's not working towards an omega. It's working towards temporary solutions. And sometimes problems occur it cannot foresee. And so chance, constantly. Guessing, chance. There's no getting better in all that. There's just surviving. Oh, and I never will begrudge you your survival. Do what you can. Oh, my friend, I personally think it's enhanced with love. I don't know why. I don't think for any mystical reasons, really. I think it's very simple. I think it feels better, you know, when you're not being given pain or someone cares about you or extends their self-preservation a little bit to you, so their self-preservation overlaps somewhat. It's bigger than themselves, and they have energy for the preservation of others. And if all our self-preservation was a little bit bigger, a little bit roomier, and overlapped like big Venn diagrams, then we could protect those who were weaker. All of us would be protected in the shelter of each other's love. Oh, I think it's possible. If I didn't, I wouldn't even try. That's not true. That's a lie. Even if I thought it was impossible, I would try. Because if you didn't try, it really would literally never happen. So, that's silly. Can't be. I'd rather be for something. And this is what I'm for. I am for you and I am for trying to survive. I am for getting rid of lies. I kind of know what I'm for. I'm for you, for love. I'm for going forward. I'm for fear, being courageous. That's what I'm for. I'm for facing fear, looking at fear, and shaking like Barney Fife. and saying, "Fear, I'm afraid of you, but I'm not going anywhere." And you close your eyes and your judo teacher comes in and kicks Fear's butt. And you open your eyes and you think you've done it. But that's okay. You deserve that feeling. You deserve that feeling. Oh, my friends, we're together. We have the radio. We have the air. We have the water. Why don't we swim in it? We have the fire. Use it to burn. Use the fire to make more things. Create with the fire. If you fire the earth, then you can make some fine pottery. Fire the earth and make pottery. Fire the air and make hot air. Fire the water and make tea. Wet the earth and you feel a little better there. Feels good to go outside. I'm not even going to lie. It feels better. When my friend had kidney stones, he was like, "I don't know if it made a difference, but it always fits psychologically. It felt better to pee outside." I said, "Okay, you do what you got to do, Kevin." Oh, man, Kevin, I lost track of Kevin. Oh, it's funny how friends come in and out of your life. You can be close to somebody, and then they're gone. Spend time with them, and then you never see them again. That's funny. Even in this day of age, yes, you can lose people. And you wonder what happened to them. And then you see him again, you think, gosh, did that really happen? Am I misremembering this? I have those feelings sometimes. You say, yes, when somebody from your past comes up, you go, yeah, maybe. You know, now I'm remembering you being there, but is that just because you're putting these memories into my head? Like it's sci-fi? Or am I really remembering it? Who knows? Anyway, it's fun. It's okay if it's fun. If it ends up in just like, you know, fellowship and everything, I'm fine with that. And I'm wonderful to be with you on the radio. It's so intimate. Me and Ryan have been, if you have headphones on, it is like I'm close. I'm leaning over and speaking something in your ear. This is just for you to hear. I don't want anybody else to hear it. That's why I'm speaking so softly. What is it, Hardy? Well, I'm not going to lie. I forgot. But I know that I was saying it because you're special to me. That is for sure. You are very special to me. You know, if you are a listening human being who's struggling with being alive, I love you. If you have fears and you have anger or you have joy, I love you and I'm with you. And I'm especially with you to give you my own brand Miracle Nutrition. It's not a real brand. Say, well, we're selling something. No, I don't. You know what I mean. It's just an expression. Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City and Rockland County, New York, and online at WFMU.org around the globe. Giving you wonderful freeform radio, all sorts of access to ideas so you can build your own world, so you can wreck and destroy and rebuild constantly. Oh, just like it's paper mache. Tear it down, rip it apart, put it back in the paste, and make a new one, always flowing on like water. See you again next week. Jesus and his love.
get to see my Savior. And there's telling a new man, children ain't that new.
Good news, my Lordy.
Well,
good
my
news.
Own mother.
Good news, my
Lordy.
Good
made it all.
Good news, my Lordy.
God ain't that new.
Good news, my Lordy.
God ain't that new.
Good news, my Lordy.
Well,
good
my
news.
Own mother.
Good news, my Lordy. Good news.
Made it all.
Good news, my Lordy. Good news.
Made it new.
Good news, my Lordy. Good news. Good news.
Well,
my Lordy, good news.
I'm gonna lay down.
Good news, my Lordy.
Down this old world.
Good news, my Lordy.
Hey, I'm gonna show love. Telling the news.
Good news, my Lord.
The good news.
Well, you know, we all can use some good news right about now. Shelby County, Big Four, Shelby County, Alabama. Some rehearsal recordings from 1983 in preparation for the Birmingham Boys Quartet anthology released on the Alabama Traditions label. Good news. Ain't that good news? We hope Sinner's Crossroads this evening will be a little good news. We'll see. Booker Singers. Come in this house, big old WFMU house. Come on in. The Gold Band record label. Can you believe that? Wow. Thanks, Adam, for that one. Send it to me this week. Come in this house with the good news. The Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on listener-supported Freeform. Freeform Gospel. WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Please. Settle in. You get 55 minutes or so out of your busy day for some gospel music.